two or three mornings ago, I woke up to watch the very, very frazzled looking Eurozone leaders, Christine Lagarde and all sorts of other people. In fact, one chap actually said, I can't take any questions because I'm so tired. Anyway, they'd announced the 130 billion euro bailout of Greece, the second bailout. And then after that, I watched an assassination of that bailout from a chap called Gordon Kerr, who is from Cobden Partners in the United Kingdom. He's on the line now. Gordon, I really enjoyed what you said, but before we get into that, what is Cobden Partners? What do you do?
Good afternoon, Lindsay. Thank you very much for having me on. Cobden Partners is a small consultancy firm with about 15 people distributed mainly in the Western Hemisphere here. And I've really put together a team of people who are trying to help nations solve their banking and monetary crises.
Okay, well, the Eurozone could do with a little bit of that. What was your initial reaction when you heard about the new 130 billion bailout and the fact that these people had been sweating over it for 48 hours? And in my own simplistic way, you're giving people money in order to pay back the money that you've already given them. Is that too simplistic?
No, I think that's spot on. I mean, all the pain and anger coming from Greece is about the price of this bailout, which are the cuts aimed at reducing the existing debts by about 100 billion euros. So really, there's a forgiveness of 100 billion and an advance of 130. So why don't we just resolve that to a new loan of 30? The size of this bailout is completely inconsistent with any suggestion that it's needed to help the economy recover. The Greek economy is about 9% of the size of the UK. So the UK national debt of £1 trillion is regarded as being almost out of control, and I'm not sure whether the UK government will ever be able to get that under control. So to give Greece 9% of the UK 130 billion euros is equivalent to giving the UK its national debt once again. And that obviously leads into the point about affordability and repaying it. So by giving such a large amount of money to the Greeks who've been unable to pay their previous debts, the Eurozone surely must recognise that Greece will not be able to service this debt.
So is this a politically motivated deal for people that are in power for the next 2 to 3 years, or is it genuinely believe that this will happen? Has it been motivated by the banks that have got these enormous debts due over the next however many years? I mean, the banks are in debt to Greece and Portugal and Spain in the billions. What's the motivation for this?
I think the motivation is to spare the blushes of the individuals whose careers are so inextricably connected with the original bailout swathe in 2008-2007. I think it's an automatic resignation offence for any senior politician to admit now that those bailouts were a mistake. And sadly, having set off down this course of bailing out banks and now sovereigns, there seems to be no way back. There's no exit strategy. It's a bit like joining the mafia, bailing out a country. You know, if you want to leave this bailout circus, someone's going to kill you.
Well, never mind the fact that there's people that have got this misplaced pride about what they've started a few years ago with the first bailout. What about the original Eurozone experiment? I mean, we must go back 10, 20 years. I mean, do you remember when the Eurozone used to be called the EEC and then the EU and then the Eurozone and now the Eurogroup and whatever else they call it? It was a misconstrued experiment in the first place, wasn't it?
Absolutely right. I mean, there's a couple of excellent books on the subject that your readers might want to consult. One by Philip Baggus called The Tragedy of the Euro, and another one by Larry Seedentop I read first in the mid-1990s called Democracy in Europe. Seedentop compares the construction of the euro currency and the euro institutions to the construction of the American federal and local state system. And the difference being that the euro is like a house that's been built from the roof down rather than from the foundations upwards. This kind of crisis was always on the cards.